Welcome to the PASL Podcast CMO Series.
Environmental, social, and governance, or ESG considerations, are appearing in legal client requirements and RFPs, and law firms are finding their own internal policies under scrutiny during that buying process. The position of marketing within the ESG space is not clearly defined, and that's why we're very lucky to be joined today by Tamara Costa, National Director of Brand Marketing and Communications at leading Canadian law firm BLG. How are you doing, Tamara?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your audience today.
Thank you very much. Great to have you on. To start off, could you please maybe kick off with explaining what ESG in law firms is and what it means for marketing and the growth of a law firm?
Excellent. Yes, it's always good to start at the beginning. And ESG, for those who aren't aware, stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance. And in essence, it's a framework that goes beyond the purely financial factors and considers these additional three, you know, environmental, social, and governance factors in the investment decision-making process. And although socially responsible investing, you know, it's been around for decades and we've heard about it for many years, ESG itself has gained in importance really in the last decade or so with the rising impact of climate change and the growing desire for transparency around social issues and the desire for strong governance. I would say that, you know, the pandemic has also put ESG at the forefront as both individuals and organizations are increasingly demanding authenticity and accountability in all areas. So this is relevant to every enterprise today. So whether it be private sector, for-profit, government agency, nonprofit, or even social or educational institutions, there really is a growing pressure to figure out new ways to make the world more equitable. And, you know, I would add that doing nothing or staying silent in the face of the massive disruption that we're seeing or the, you know, very loud social conversations is just not a viable option. And this applies in particular to law firms who are typically slow to change and prefer the status quo. Those firms who do challenge these embedded assumptions and find a way to navigate the complex change and focus on innovation and really live their values will stand out and in the end will win by being more relevant to both their people, to their clients, and also, you know, they'll create greater value. And value, not just economic value, but value in all areas, social, cultural, and environmental. So I think that is really sort of a summary of how ESG in particular is relevant to the growth of law firms.
Mm. So with all that in mind, what's the role of the CMO and the wider marketing team in a law firm's ESG initiative?
So marketing leaders are typically the connectors at any firm. So we have the broad lens, you know, access to market input, client feedback, a wide range of practices and sectors. And we also have lines to other parts of the firm, such as talent and operations. So, you know, we have a lot of, you know, sort of a big picture view, but we also understand the importance of purpose and how to develop programs and get them market ready. So this, I think, makes marketing leaders extremely well suited to be an integral part of the ESG efforts within their firms. And I would add that typically at larger firms, it's a committee or group that looks at what is important. You know, do we have the infrastructure in place? How do we measure and monitor our progress? Are ESG outcomes aligned to the firm's strategy? And are people incentivized for the right behaviors? So marketing leaders play an important role in these discussions and certainly in the development of the strategy. Finally, yeah. I think marketing leaders and the team could also help communicate efforts internally as well as to clients and the market.
Yeah, I liked your the point you made at the start being you guys are the connectors. Actually, you've got a good pulse on everything that happens in the firm, so it's probably useful having you guys involved in the ESG initiatives. So in terms of what clients are asking for in respect to ESG, how are BLG responding to those requirements?
That's a big question because ESG applies to so many different areas and industries. But for our firm in particular, most of our client work in this area is in investment management, financial services, and corporate governance. So, you know, fund managers, portfolio managers, and the like should be prepared to respond on their ESG-related portfolio and fund management compliance and disclosure practices. Our lawyers tell me that they're also seeing regulators getting more involved and doing a deep dive on, for example, asset managers who are making ESG claims. But ESG spans so many other areas as well, you know, labor and employment, human rights, environment and climate change, and, you know, specifically in Canada, Indigenous law. So it really does, you know, have, you know, sort of an umbrella in over so many different things. And then finally, I would say ESG-related disputes are another area where we expect us to have clients increasingly asking us about. There are certainly many examples of ESG-related cases related to environmental and human rights issues in global supply chains, for example. And similar to the trend that we have seen for many years in diversity and inclusion questions in RFPs, we're starting to see clients asking about ESG specifically in RFPs. So as one example, recently a large financial institution asked, what are we doing to ensure that respect for human rights is part of our business operations? And how are we measuring the effectiveness of our approach? And that's a big one in terms of, you know, not just having a position, but measuring the progress. So they also asked us which themes are part of our ESG strategy and how are we tackling them? And some are even starting to ask about third-party ESG ratings. So in summary, I would say that there are so many potential risks surrounding ESG issues in nearly all areas, but there are also opportunities for us to help clients prepare for what's next and stay ahead of these complex issues.
Yeah, and I guess if you're the ones sort of advising on those ESG issues, then you guys really need to have your house in order. So it's interesting that people come back to you and say, well, what are you doing? But then actually, more importantly, what are you doing to measure it? Because that brings in that point you mentioned in the first question in that accountability, saying, actually, it's all very well saying you're doing these great things, but where's your measurement of it?
Absolutely. That's a key part of a strong ESG strategy.
I imagine a big part of ESG communication happens on a one-to-one basis. So how can firms create a culture where everybody at the firm, especially the client-facing roles, understands the firm's ESG stance and can communicate that when it's needed?
Great question. So in a firm like BLG, which is the largest in Canada, the short answer is slowly, then quickly. And what I mean by that is we have been communicating our CSR and ESG progress across the firm for many years. So we've been sharing our progress, highlighting successes, building a cross-functional network, engaging with various firm members, and, you know, pushing important ideas forward. And, you know, I would say that some understand it right away and gravitate to it, and it takes more time for others. So it really depends on the conversations that they're having with clients and with each other, but also, you know, the type of work that they're doing in the areas in which they specialize. So, for example, if lawyers are working with clients in the energy or agriculture space, they would have a strong understanding of some of the challenges that they're facing and the ESG-related pitfalls. But I would add that as soon as clients ask about it, it really becomes a priority very quickly. So the key is to be ready.
So actually, just looking at the last 18 months, how do you think the pandemic has affected how this has been unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic has been a catalyst for profound change. You know, many are reexamining the status quo. So I would say that the conditions are really set for leaps forward in all industries, and certainly law firms are no exception. You know, as with any change, the biggest challenge is navigating conflicting views on the role of enterprise in this area. And, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, the traditional versus progressive views, I think the best way to address those is by defining your firm values and purpose, and then considering the risks of not taking decisive action. And then of course, engaging with the stakeholders. So, you know, that includes those who might hold opposing or different views. And really, that's the only way to influence firm culture in a more positive direction and build a resilient and innovative firm.
Looking more broadly at law firms, do you think that the ESG response is going to be a challenge for some of the firms out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think all firms have some involvement in these areas. So for example, you know, diversity and inclusion, pro bono, environmental. So it really depends on their culture and history. But I think the exercise is really to map out their strategy, identify, you know, any gaps and fill those gaps and really ensure that they have the external and the internal roadmaps and messages ready. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, more importantly, the framework really has to be measurable and aligned to what increasingly, you know, savvy clients are asking. So greenwashing won't work. It used to be that slapping words on the wall related to purpose or firm values would be sufficient, but that no longer holds. So measurable action, accountability, and transparency are essential in the post-COVID era. I would say that another common challenge is that, you know, change is typically not easy to implement at law firms. So there are always issues of authority and status and power, you know, sometimes referred to as politics. And change makers must be prepared for some friction in order to move things forward and really serve the firm's higher interests. You know, this takes conviction and determination and also finesse. But the good news is that these are traits that strong legal marketers already exemplify and, you know, implement every day. So I really believe that, you know, it's the questions that come from within the firm, from our people, as well as from our clients, that will really, you know, really drive this because of their focused desire for transparency and accountability in these areas. And I think we've all seen that the power is shifting. You know, we've seen examples in the media of employees at global firms who have, you know, come together and challenged their firm's commitment and lack of alignment on certain issues. And I expect this to continue as individuals and groups use their platforms to share their experiences and hold others accountable. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there are already larger global clients who are asking specific questions about our practices and values as a firm. So we really need to be clear about our ESG initiatives. And also, I think this is becoming increasingly important for talent recruitment and retention, because I think people want to work at organizations that both understand the importance of these issues, but also take them seriously. So really, it's just imperative to be authentic, transparent, and follow through on everything that we say and do as a firm.
Brilliant. So with all that in mind, that sets us up for my final question of today. What would be your one piece of advice, your one takeaway piece of advice for CMOs and legal marketers looking to respond effectively to ESG challenges? If you could pick one thing from what you've talked about today.
Yeah, I would say if you believe that ESG is important for your firm, you know, do your research, make the time to get involved, speak with the stakeholders, and really help shape a vision for what the future could look like. And, you know, it might be a picture that others may not yet see. It's, you know, law firms are typically risk averse and slow to change, but driving innovation and future-proofing any organization requires imagination, creativity, courage, and persistence. And it really requires us to be bold and action-oriented. And it's a process, you know, often a challenging one. But if working towards sustainability and social justice aligns with your personal views and with your firm's values, I mean, can you think of anything more rewarding? You know, for me, it comes down to sort of what is meaningful work. And I think that ESG is certainly something that a lot of people will find meaningful in the years ahead.
Brilliant. I like that. I like you being upfront and saying it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, be bold and go for it. Thank you very much for your time today, Tamara. It's been brilliant to hear about how BLG are responding to ESG challenges and also dig into a bit of advice for you to offer other folk that are facing the same challenges.
Thanks, Charles. It was a pleasure.